Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I'm number one. Rob's number two, or going number two. I don't know, he's got cat AIDS or something again. He's got the feline illness. He's got the crud. So no Rob today as he continues the Lane Kiffin watch. As we pointed out, four-day weekend over Thanksgiving. Rob's sick Monday, sick Tuesday.
He's off Friday.
He's off Friday. Schedule the day off. Tomorrow, that's the line of demarcation. If he's not in tomorrow, zero chance he's in on Thursday. And then he rides this thing out for like a 10-day weekend. His immune system is amazing because he is sick. He is legitimately sick, even though he boasted not more than a month ago about how his immune system is now robust and he's never sick. And yet here we are. But when he does get sick, he has the innate ability to time sickness around days off to where he can extend vacations like an extra week based on vacation and illness. It's the damnedest talent. Like, we all have a hidden talent that God gives us, and mm-hmm. I know he's a godless heathen, but this is an otherworldly talent. It's always around a holiday or around a vacation. It's what he does. It's incredible.
I see your four-day weekend and raise you 10-day weekend.
Yes. He'll be gone for like a 10-day trip to Vegas, and then his last day in Vegas, he gets sick, and you're like, oh, man, that sucks. But then it's like, well, my 10-day thing just turned into a 15-day thing. It's kind of incredible.
I think Odyssey needs to start requiring him to wear gloves and a mask everywhere he goes. Like, contract, Rop, next time you sign one, they will be forcing you to wear some protective gear.
Well, I think it's the holidays and travel that he's just around a lot of people. He claims to have a robust immune system.
Yeah, yeah, you start ping-ponging around more people. We saw those COVID diagrams. The more you ping-pong, the more chance you have of running into disease.
Yeah.
In NFL world, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I want you to rank these three teams in terms of panic meter, from one being most panic to three being least panic.
The patented Joey Harrington worry meter, if you will.
Sure.
But instead of Ducks, we will do the NFL?
Yes.
All right.
Ravens just lost to the Bengals 32-14. Don't seem right. Let me get through my three teams. Texans beat the Colts. Yeah. The Indianapolis Colts. Seems like things are starting to spiral.
So I'm worried
Daniel Jones has a broken leg.
Yeah, so I'm okay. So not the Texans.
I'm not done yet. No, it's not the Texans.
Yeah,
it's the Colts.
You're the Colts.
Okay. I backloaded that.
I was confused there. I was like, wait, I'm not worried about the Texans. The Texans got a lot of momentum going on right now.
And the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Baltimore Ravens, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Who are you most worried about, least worried about? Because it felt like, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We were likely talking about three playoff teams and the Chiefs perennially in the Super Bowl or AFC title game. The Ravens are a major threat to get there every year. And the Colts looked like the super team of the AFC.
Yeah.
And now you've got some concerns about all three of them.
Well, I will tell you this. I think even though they're the best team of that group, and I think it's by a significant margin, the team that I am most worried about is the Kansas City Chiefs. And when you look at like playoff odds, and you can go through and they have predictors based on what your schedule is and the playoff pitcher, the fact that the Chiefs are in the same division with the Chargers and the Broncos, they're not winning that division. I mean, it's impossible. In fact, I mean, I think right now, I'll have to look it up. I want to say they have a, it's around a 40% chance to make the postseason. I'll have to look up the, you know, the playoff predictor, but like they cannot win the division. That's gone. And they are less than a 50-50 chance at this point to make the postseason.
46%.
So despite what Andy Reid is talking about where they're going to tickle your tonsils with every game, I mean, the Chiefs essentially have to be perfect from here on out. And by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs are more than capable of being perfect. But when I pull up, I'm going to scroll here. Let me look up my chef's schedule here. Because we kind of thought that when they were able to, where'd it go here? Where are my Chiefs?
I've got it.
Okay.
You want me to give it to you?
No, I see it. No, don't give it to me for the love of God.
Oh, I want to give it to you.
But when they beat the Colts, right, that was one of those where it was the idea that if they lost to the Colts, it was like, oh my God, the chances are less than 50-50. But they got by the Colts. And you're like, okay, there's some breathing room there.
Mm-hmm.
But then you followed that up with a terrible loss to the Cowboys, and now we're back in that same, we have to be perfect. And now you've got the Chargers, which Justin Herbert has a broken hand and they have no offensive line.
No, they got the Texans.
Oh, the Texans next. I'm sorry.
Which so you got is problematic.
Texans, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders, right? Texans is problematic because the Texans do appear to have figured some stuff out offensively. This is the best combination. They move some guys around the offensive line. Stroud's back, and the defense is the best in the NFL. That's not an easy out.
Nope.
And then you got the Chargers. Herbert's got the busted hand. Is Justin Herbert playing? We don't know. He's having surgery. We don't know how long he's out, if he's going to miss any time. He played with that busted bone in his hand last week, but that's a big one. That's not a gimme. The Titans or whatever. And then you got the Broncos. The Broncos might be the best team in the NFL right now, this side of the Rams. Are the Broncos playing for anything when they play them the second week of the second to last week of the season? And then you end up with the Raiders. There is a path there for the Chiefs to be perfect. There is.
Yes.
The only team that I would say really scares you is Denver, but Denver may not be playing for something. And the Texans and the Chargers, tough challenges, but especially as beat up as the Chargers are, the Chiefs could do this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no room for error. If they lose another game, they are probably done. So my worry meter for them is sky high. Whereas I look at the Colts and I look at the Ravens, they're going to make the postseason.
I wouldn't be so sure about those Colts, man.
The Colts are going to make
it. I'm concerned.
Look, I understand that the Colts are pulling the Scooby-Doo thing. They're ripping off the mask and showing you that Daniel Jones really is Daniel Jones. I think three of the last four games, they have not rushed for Jonathan Taylor's not rushed for 100 yards.
They might not win another game.
No.
Have you looked at their schedule?
The Colts,
they play at Jacksonville, then at Seattle, then they play the Niners, then they play they host Jacksonville, then they're at Houston.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
They're going to make, I think they have like a 68% chance mm-hmm. of making
it. I bet they miss the playoffs.
I don't think they missed the playoffs.
Okay. I think they missed the playoffs.
So, but I would, and then the Ravens still are odds on favorite to win that division because right. they play in the worst division. It's just absolute dog piss.
But they do look like they're, whereas traditionally when it's come to the postseason, they've kind of S the bed.
Yeah.
And you go, they don't look right. They're doing that in week 13 and 14 this year instead of, or, you know, week 12 and 13 instead of in the postseason. This is usually the time of year where we go, Harbaugh's got this thing rolling. The yeah. Ravens are the most dangerous team in the NFL.
Well, what's
Derrick Henry's running for 180 yards a game and they don't look right, worries me.
The whole thing is baffling because we kind of thought that the Ravens had got their feet underneath them. The defense had looked better.
Right.
Right. And Lamar was getting, it was the idea of once Lamar gets healthy, here we go.
Right.
Right. They're going to be fine. The bad part is, first off, they just lost to the Cincinnati Bengals.
32-14.
There is so much wrong with that. Can we also point out that the crappy Cincinnati Bengals, who are now 4-8, the week before, they did not play Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they were like, well, we don't really have anything to play for. We're going to give them mm-hmm. an extra week. And they lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
Had Joe Burrow played in that game, they are not 4-8. They're 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
And at 5-7, they would be one game behind the Steelers and the Ravens. And Joe Burrow, like, Cincinnati may have absolutely shot themselves in the foot by not playing Joe Burrow.
In Joe Burrow's foot?
I mean, think about that. Had Burrow played in that game.
Yeah, but you can't really do that.
I think you can because, like, he was fine. And they lost that game 26-20. Joe Burrow looked really good against the Ravens.
He's worth more than 6 points.
I'm just saying, had Joe Burrow played in that game and they found a way to win that, and believe it or not, the Cincinnati defense has decided to not be the world's worst defense of all time.
See, that's my question. Is that a Ravens issue, or is that actually the Bengals getting better? That's what worries me about the Ravens.
I just think it's interesting that Cincinnati, I know that's a conversation for another time, but sitting there at 4-8, they should be
5-7.
They could be 5-7, and then we're at a different conversation. The weird part is that Lamar has not looked right for a long time. He looked pretty good in that game. That was the best we've seen him move.
Agreed.
And he still was crap.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on with Lamar Jackson, but Lamar does not look right now like even a top 10 quarterback. And for the last 6 years, Lamar Jackson has been a top 3 quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's going on with the injuries, but that's your biggest concern right now, that you could not score more than 14 points against a team that, depending on what metric you're looking at, is one of the worst defenses in modern NFL history.
They might be the worst defense in the last decade. In some stats, they are, other than up until last week, where now they've held the Ravens to 14 points and they climbed up a little bit. Going into last week, there were folks who would argue that that Bengals defense was the worst in a decade.
Yeah.
Lamar's relatively healthy, and Derrick Henry is healthy, and they scored 14 points. That makes no sense.
No.
And for what it's worth, I think the Chiefs make the playoffs, and I think the Colts do not. I want to just drop that little nugget.
The Ravens should be number one on the worry meter, but they're not, because I think they're the one team that's going to make it.
It's the easiest path.
It's the easiest path. Whereas the Colts, I don't think the Chiefs do. We'll talk about this. I know we're up against it when we come back. I'll tell you why I don't think the Chiefs make it. And by the way, this is not unprecedented that a team like Kansas City misses the playoffs. This does happen.
Welcome to the NFL. Yeah.
It's a weird, funky year, but we keep waiting for the switch to be flipped. And I'm not certain it's being flipped. And it's not just Kansas City. There's other teams that are in this field. And by the way, Baltimore might be one of those. How much of this is living off name recognition versus what you actually see on the
field? Hello, Philadelphia Eagles.
When we come back, primetime here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome in. We're talking a little NFL, a little college football break, because the NFL right now is bananas. If I were to tell you at the start of the year that the two best teams in the NFL are the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos with a side of the Rams. The only one of those that was believable was the Rams. I did really like the Rams going into the season. I said if Matthew Stafford's healthy, that was my Super Bowl pick. But the idea that the Denver Broncos are 10-2, and more importantly, the New England Patriots are 11-2, and Drake May right now is probably the MVP of the league. What a bizarro world. And that we could be staring at the Chiefs, the Lions not making the postseason. I wouldn't believe you. And then that you go through everything that San Francisco has been through, and yet San Francisco is 9-4. Like, there are just, this is the most chaotic and just what the hell NFL season that I can remember. Because we said that about college football. We're like, oh my God, this is the most chaotic, like, playoff, and it could be anyone's game. I raise you college football, and I raise you the NFL. I mean, I honestly don't know if there really is an elite team. Like, I thought the Rams were elite, and I still believe they were. They just lost to the Carolina Panthers, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but you lose. I mean, in the NFL, you lose games. Yeah. Like, it just happens. I don't necessarily take any one loss. Like, there's nothing about that Rams game that concerns me. You had a Stafford pick six and an interception in the red zone, and it was still a close game.
Sure.
And you're not going to have the Stafford pick six and a pick in the red zone very often.
Well,
it was just
a strip
sack
too at the end of the game.
Right. It was just an outlier game. Those games happen because football, especially in the NFL, is a game of inches, and it comes down to like winning in the margins. I am surprised that the Broncos are this good given that Bo Nix has looked this uneven.
Yeah.
He is the Washington Huskies of the NFL, the Washington Huskies offense of the NFL in the sense that his highs are high, his lows are lows, or the Damon Williams Jr. if you want to.
Yeah.
And you could put a highlight package together where he throws some of the best balls you'll see. You can also put together his low lights and go, this dude is garbage. He's been all over the map. And the fact that they've been able to weather that storm and they look the way they do is great. I don't think they can string together three or four wins against fellow good competition. I just don't see that for them. I think the Rams could, but I think it is a lot like the college football playoff in the sense that there are several teams that if you squint, if we get in, we can win three or four games in a row. We're not a wild underdog to any of these teams. At the same time, there's nobody going, well, we're going to run through this thing. It's easy.
No, it's
everyone's
like,
in this, like, it's almost like if you tier, you know, that they do tiers of contenders. It's almost like tier one is completely empty and there are six or seven teams in tier 2.5. It's just there's no dominant teams right now.
No, because again, I bring up the 11-2 Patriots. Is anyone really scared of the Patriots?
I think people should be.
I'm not.
I don't either. I don't
know.
There is nothing about the Patriots that scares me.
I mean, just
nothing. Now, give them credit. The win against the Bills, that 23-20 win, that was a monster win. It absolutely
go
was.
Go for their wins.
This is what I say all the time. I scream this in the heavens every year. I say this about the Seahawks as well, right? If you get in the postseason and Drake May is playing this way, can you go on a run? Certainly. Absolutely you can. We've seen, I mean, the Arizona Cardinals, for God's sakes, came one play away from winning the Super Bowl, right? And those weren't great teams. The Giants won two Super Bowls, not great teams. But when I look at New England and I say, Drake May doesn't have a 300-yard passing game all year. And like, his best weapon is Stephon Diggs and a running back that fumbles a lot. Like, there are really good things to like about New England. But when I look at their wins, Dolphins, Panthers, now the Bills. That's the outlier.
That's
right?
The one outlier.
That's the one outlier. And that was 23-20, and the Bills have been kind of a weird. There's another one this year that I don't know what to make of the Bills.
Oh, I almost threw them into the worryometer.
You probably should.
Yeah.
You know, they want to run all this big, heavy 12, 13 personnel, but when they can't run the ball, it goes to hell.
Right.
It's just bizarre. And Josh Allen is back to turning the ball over. He's Josh Allen from 2 years ago. But I'll give him that. You get the Bills, right? But then the Saints, the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons, a Buccaneers team that's falling apart, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Giants.
And the Yeah.
There isn't a good win in there.
No.
And so now they finish it off with the Bills, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. So we'll give them the Bills, we'll give them the Ravens, we'll see what's happened in those two games.
They'll lose both of them.
We'll see. I think New England.
They'll lose both of them.
New England is a good team, but I think this smells to me more like the Commanders of last year. Now, to be fair, the Commanders made it to the NFC title game. Weird things can happen, but this is the Commanders. You have a good quarterback who, by the way, I think if you're saying from a quarterback standpoint, what Drake May is doing is way more sustainable than what Jaden Daniels did.
Yes.
Drake May is more young Joe Burrow, Whereas Daniels last year was a phenomenal talent, but was kind of playing by the skin of his teeth and was just kind of getting by on being an athletic freak and just living in the margins. Drake May is just playing great ball.
I had Drake May in my draft profiles a whole tier ahead of Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
I did.
And despite Daniels' great year last year, this year it's incomplete because obviously the injury, Drake May is showing you that there is unbelievable football left to be played, and he's doing it without a lot around him. Like I said, there isn't another player on that team that particularly scares you on really either side of the ball. They don't have a defensive game record. They don't have an offensive game record. They're just solid. They don't beat themselves. They're well coached, and they beat bad teams.
They beat the Giants, the Panthers, the Jets, the Browns, the Bengals, sans Joe Burrow, and the Saints. They don't have any I don't know that they're that's not fair. They're better than the Cardinals.
Yes.
But they're not a really good team. I don't think they're a top three team in the AFC.
I just think
they have the easiest schedule. And by the way, I think the Niners benefit from this too.
Yeah, and the Seahawks,
look at the Niners situation.
The Seahawks have lost almost every game against a quality team that they've played.
Right.
Right? And now some of those games are all close. Rams, Buccaneers, and Niners, but those are the only three teams that Seattle has played that are any good, and they have three losses.
Right.
Like, in order for me to consider you to be what I think is a scary team, you have to be able to beat the other teams. This is like what we do in college football. No offense, but I don't care what Oregon does against Sister Mary of the Poor. You can beat up the Dip-S's in the Big Ten. What happens when you play Indiana? What happens when you play Ohio State? Those are the games that I judge you on. And in the NFL, you can win a lot of games. See last year, the Minnesota Vikings. You can beat mediocre teams and win double digits. It doesn't mean that you're a Super Bowl team. So I think there is a ceiling on what New England is going to be able to do. But it also says that if this thing is constructed right as it goes on, look out. Because New England's got the two things that you need to be good long term. You have an elite coach, and you have a quarterback that looks like this is not a flash in the pan. It looks like a quarterback that is about ready to elevate himself to an elite status. And once you have that,
I would even raise you that the style of play that they play, and this kind of goes along with Vrabel and just having a good coach, the style they play lends itself to winning in the AFC playoffs, where you get a lot of Denver, you know, obviously New England, you get a lot of bad weather. Even Baltimore late in the season is bad weather. What they do works.
Yeah.
They a rugged physical style where they mix in play action, they throw the football, and that's how they win. They're well set up to be very good in the AFC for a long time.
And I'm telling you, this was my original point. There is not a single team in the AFC that I think you're scared of. I don't think New England scares you. I certainly don't think Buffalo right now, with some of their struggles and up and down, scare you, and some of the defensive deficiencies they have and injuries. No one in the AFC North scares you at all. Baltimore can't figure it out. Pittsburgh's a mess. You want to talk about the league of mediocrity? I give you the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are sitting there at 8-4, and you're gonna like hear from like that. Oh, 8-4, and we've got our quarterback. I'm telling you, if you've watched Jacksonville play, Trevor Lawrence is just a higher rated version of Sam Darnold and Geno Smith. Dude, that guy is the definition of average. He just has a higher draft profile than those other guys.
He plays between the 20th and 22nd best quarterback all the time.
Yes.
That's who he is.
But they're 8-4, and then you have the Colts, who are kind of falling apart. In fact, the most dangerous team in that division might be the Houston Texans, because they have one thing that I think any of those other teams can't say. They are elite at one thing.
Yeah.
New England's not elite at one thing. Certainly not Baltimore. Certainly not Jacksonville. The Colts, we thought, although that's come back down to earth, the Texans are elite on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
And if their offense pulls their head out of their ass and you play with that defense, that's the sort of team that can get hot at the end of the year, be a wild card team, and all of a sudden look out. And then the other one that I think is legitimate is Denver. If good Bo Nick shows up for large stretches in the postseason, the best team in the AFC is the Denver Broncos.
Does anyone have a better three-game stretch than the Jags beating back-to-back-to-back weeks, the Texans, the Niners, and the Chiefs? That looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and look at the Patriots, and I know the Chiefs aren't great, and when they played the Texans weren't very good.
Yeah.
But if you go back and look at the Patriots and who they beat, there's not even one game that makes you excited. Remember, this is a Patriots team that lost to the Raiders and the Steelers.
Yep.
They do not have a marquee win. The Jags have three wins back to back to back that are better than any single Patriots win.
Yeah. It's the damnedest thing.
But they're not good. No. I've watched them. They're not good.
No, Trevor Lawrence at least three times a game will try to do something to sabotage a game. It's weird. This is just such a strange AFC.
Beware the Broncos, too. I believe they have trailed every game this season.
Yes.
Like, they've only lost two.
Well, there's a whole montage.
Earlier in the year.
There's a montage of, like, seven straight wins of the Buccaneers, or the Broncos basically winning on the last play of the game.
Yeah, it might fall off the rails.
It's just, I have no idea where to go in the AFC. None. None whatsoever.
And if you take the Rams out of it in the NFC, I don't know if you feel great about two other teams in the
screw
in the
Philly.
NFC.
Well, we talked about this. Like, and we're up against it when we come back. I want to ask you: is there a reason why we believe in Kansas City other than they're Kansas City? And there is certainly another team in the NFC that I think we can 100% ask the question: do we believe in them for any other reason other than what's on the side of their helmet? That on the other side of the break. Here, though, is the Schnitzel Wolf with an update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Talking a little NFL, I do want to bring up something maybe after we talk a little NFC here. I saw a tweet from Dave Bartu about the college football playoff rankings that I thought was interesting. So just he's throwing out something that maybe the committee, because Dave always believes that the committee does stuff on purpose, like the where they rank teams. And this was an interesting one. I hadn't heard this. I hadn't heard this one before. But we were talking about in the AFC, like, you don't know where to go. Like, there's not a team that scares you. There's not a team that you feel really good about. But most people believe that somehow Kansas City, despite right now, I think, having a 46% chance to make the postseason, are going to make the postseason simply because they're Kansas City. And I made the argument, the only reason we really think that is because they're Kansas City. There's nothing about watching the Chiefs play this year that makes you believe that they're about to go on this run, because they need to be perfect. They cannot lose another game. They have to beat the Texans, the Chargers, the Titans, the Broncos, and the Raiders to have a chance. And even if they do win out, there's no guarantee that they make the postseason. But we believe that they're going to do it simply because they're Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I'd make the argument right now that Philadelphia is the exact same way. Now, Philadelphia is going to make the postseason because they're 8-4 and they're going to win that division. I'm sorry, I just don't think Dallas is going to be perfect and string it together. Despite Dallas playing well right now, Dallas does not have a great shot of making the postseason. But when we look at Philadelphia, there is not another team in the NFL, including Kansas City, that we give the benefit of the doubt to simply because of who they are, more so than the Eagles. They don't look elite right now in anything. They're not running the ball well. Jalen Hurts isn't throwing the ball well right now. They are not elite on defense like they've been in the past. And there's real problems with the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And there's just this belief, because it's Sirianni and it's the Eagles, that they are going to figure out a way to put this together. But yes, they have put it together in a couple of the years, and obviously have made runs to the Super Bowl despite looking ugly. They also had a season where they started 10-0 and won 11 games and got drilled in the playoffs. There's just nothing about the Eagles when I watch them that leads me to believe that that's a team that's capable of going on a deep run.
I'm a believer at this point in the year in the vibes check. The vibes check has been off all year, and you can start the year with vibes issues,
yeah,
like the Miami Dolphins, and then kind of right the ship a little bit. And I'm not saying the Dolphins are good, but you can get better, and that gets better. If you have bad vibes and that continues for 10 weeks in a row, mm-hmm, because you've tried to address it. If you're part of a football team, if you've ever been part of a football team, if there's something about your team that's off, like publicly off, by week 3 or 4, you've attempted to address it.
Yes.
If it's still an issue by week 7 or 8, it's a real problem.
How many player-only meetings can you have?
If it continues to be a problem into week 12 or 13, something is very wrong. And I'll throw in this. It does feel like they have sacrificed the passing game for the running game,
yeah,
which is not working very
no,
well.
No, they're not running the ball at all. Turns out that getting the ball 500 times is not conducive to you coming back and doing it again. Saquon Barkley is a shell of right, his former self. And we said going into the season, this is something to look out. He had the most touches of any player in the NFL last year. And traditionally, I think that number, it's like 430, 440 touches. When you get that many, you usually come back down to earth the next year. Your body just can't take that
pound. The fantasy rule is either 350 or 375.
And he had a lot more than that.
That if you are a running back who got more than 350 or 375, the next year you do not finish as a top 10 fantasy running back in history. Yeah. And it's like 0-for-12.
Yeah.
And he was close to 500. Yeah. So he was a whole third of a season above that. So the optics on that, or the going into the season projection on that, was really poor. It's come back to bite him. How the Eagles have not been prepared and how they have not adjusted to that has been really alarming. And I think that's the thing that bothers me the most. So last year you ran the ball. He dominated people physically. Your offensive line's banged up. You've got some injuries. You've had some retirements over the last few years. So you're not the same offensive line. Okay. You also have bad vibes with your superstar wide receiver.
Yeah.
And then you continue to not really run the ball well and also not find a groove throwing the football. That's problematic. And the fact that they haven't found a groove, and I am a believer that if you have a problem in week one, you can address it by week 5 and we're okay. If you're still having the same problem by week 12, week 13, it's broken. Something is really wrong with the Eagles. And I also say there's a pecking order to Super Bowl champion coaches. Like, there are guys that win it and you say, like when Andy Reid won his, this is the resume thing that puts him in the top pantheon. He belongs here. This is where this makes sense, right? When a guy wins it and he deserves it, you say, this is the christening of him being a superstar. Is Nick Sirianni the worst football coach to win a Super Bowl in the last 15 years?
But you know what's weird about that? Because I understand, like, I've heard that. Have you seen his record?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
I know. I feel weird saying it. But they've had multiple seasons where they have an issue. And this is where I think, this is where coaching to me, this is what separates elite coaching. And we talked about this on the podcast, the West Coast Bias, today. Winning a variety of ways, in my opinion, yeah, bolsters you as a coach. Like, one of the things that bolsters Oregon's resume to me is not necessarily the wins they have, it's the way they've won. And the fact that they can win different styles of fights bolsters their resume. Nick Sirianni has had 2 seasons now. A couple years ago, they were undefeated for a long stretch. Yep. They had an issue. It got exposed. They never corrected it. They were terrible. This year, they have an issue. Nick Sirianni can't pivot. It's a problem 3 months later. Nick Sirianni does what he does, and if it doesn't work, to hell with it. I'm going to keep hammering that nail. It's going to go in at some point. And it doesn't work. And that bothers me because to me, he's a coach that doesn't pivot in season well at all. You take a Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick did things preparing for the Super Bowl, like his Rams Super Bowl game plan. Yeah. He totally scrapped his defense and ran something they hadn't shown all year.
And basically shut him out.
Yeah. That's elite coaching. Yeah. Sirianni is like, we are who we are, and if we've got the personnel, we're great, and if we don't, we suck. And that drives me nuts.
Think about it, because I get the Sirianni stuff, I really do. I just want everyone to realize he is 56-22 and 6-3 in the postseason and has been to two Super Bowls.
He has a great GM.
I mean, honestly, 9-8, 14-3, 11-6, 14-3, 8-4, won a Super Bowl. And damn near won a second one. His offense certainly wasn't the problem in that Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts damn near won that one. He is the strangest thing because normally, even if you're an average coach, Mike McCarthy, and you win a Super Bowl, we elevate you to elite status.
Yep.
Nick Sirianni is an elite coach that has won a Super Bowl.
No, he's not.
And
he's not
we
an elite
don't
coach. Stop it.
Give that guy zero credit.
Let me do it this way. Okay, let's go over the teams, and I'll trade out their coach, and you tell me if they're better or worse if Nick Sirianni is a coach. The Niners.
I would assume that every one of these is going to be no. All
the
I
Rams,
can tell you, he's
the
56
Seahawks,
and 22.
The Patriots, the Ravens, they're all worse if Nick Sirianni's their head coach.
Then he is just the most blessed human being on earth. Like you said,
he's got a great GM.
Look, I'm with you in that, like, there's nothing about the Eagles. But much like Kansas City, where it's just deep down, you're like, oh, it's the Kansas. It's the Kansas City Chiefs thing where you're like, oh, it's the Chiefs, and you're like, oh, it's the Eagles, and you know how talented those rosters are, and you just keep telling yourself, dude, if they figure it out, but you keep waiting and it's not happening. So
you can have a pretender elite head coach, and you can have a pretender elite quarterback if your head coach is great. You can't have both.
No,
and the Eagles have both.
Yeah,
they have a quarterback that people think is elite that's not. He's a pretender. And they have a head coach who people talk about as if he's elite, and he's a pretender. Again, you can have one that's elite and one that's a pretender, and they can mask one another. Yeah. You can't be a pretender at both elite quarterback and elite coach and survive it. And I think the Eagles right now in this season, with the way Jalen Hurts is playing, with the scheme they run, with the way Sirianni's coaching, they're going to have a hard time surviving that. Okay.
We put a bow on our football talk before we move into Club 1080. Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix, brought up a little interesting point. So I want to touch upon the college football rankings before we move into Club 1080. An abbreviated edition tonight, going to 6:30 before we turn it over to Ducks basketball. One more sports segment right here on 105.1 The Fan. All right, one final sporty sports segment here. You know, we were talking about the college football playoff today, and the rankings came out, and no major changes. Ohio State won, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, right? And then Ole Miss did not get punished. They're sitting there at six. Also kind of a cool olive branch. I think this was the Lane Kiffin, please don't everyone hate me. Lane Kiffin is letting Charlie Weiss Jr., the offensive coordinator, because Lane Kiffin told his assistants if they didn't get on the plane with him, they're not coming. But Lane did say that after some thought, Ole Miss and him had a conversation, and LSU decided to let Charlie Weiss Jr. go back and coach.
Lane's still a bitch.
He's still a bitch. But he is letting Charlie Weiss go back and be the offensive coordinator because they did not have a play caller. Like, their offensive staff was gutted. So the fact that he's letting him come back, good move. And he said he did it, and he even wanted the committee to know, don't punish Ole Miss because they don't have a play caller.
What a hero.
Yeah. At least,
what a nice guy.
At least he's trying. Trust me, no one thinks he's more of a scumbag than I do, but at least there's some level of I may be a scumbag, but I'm not going to be the world's biggest scumbag.
See, and I don't even necessarily think he's a scumbag. I think he's a byproduct of a scummy system.
He's a douche.
Oh, come on. But go back to his days with the Vegas Raiders. Now the Vegas Raiders.
Every time that guy has left, there is chaos that follows. And at some point, dude, it's you. But Ole Miss is sitting there six, Texas A&M at seven, Oklahoma, Bama, Notre Dame, and then BYU and Miami. That's the only thing that matters. Vandy, Texas, all that, it's done.
They're done.
It ends at Miami. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was interesting because when I saw Notre Dame at 10, BYU, and then Miami, I was like, well, Miami's cooked. There's no way Miami can get in because they're not going to drop Bama out regardless of what happens in the SEC title game. Mm-hmm. They're just not. We've said all along that you're not going to get punished for playing in a title game.
You don't go from in to out because you elect or not elected, but you were in a conference championship situation.
And BYU is not in right now. BYU is on the outside looking in. They need to win.
Right.
Right. So even by losing in their title game, they're not being punished by being kicked out. They're already out.
Right.
Bama is in. Okay. Right. So they're not going to be punished. So basically at this point, you're playing for one slot. And I didn't realize this, but Alabama and Notre Dame got flipped. Alabama is 9, Notre Dame's 10. They flip-flopped them. Mm-hmm. And that kind of was like, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're both in unless BYU wins. Right. If BYU wins, I've said it all along, Notre Dame's out, Miami's out. But Dave Bartu pointed this out, and Dave is a sneaky little son of a gun. He's always saying that the committee does things on purpose to manipulate it for what's happening down the road.
And to add to that, he has regularly told me things, because I call him around this time of year, and he'll point out like, hey, watch, this team's going to jump this team because they don't want this result to affect it. And he's right before the rankings come out, like 9 out of 10 times, and sometimes more than that.
And then they use the back half of the rankings to justify quality wins and the teams up top.
Yep.
And everyone expects BYU to lose, including me. Like, Texas Tech drilled them before. They're probably going to drill them again. Mm-hmm. This is all a moot point if BYU wins.
Right.
If BYU wins, there's your field. Bama's in, BYU's in, and bye-bye Notre Dame, bye-bye Miami, bye-bye everyone else.
Right.
But most people think that BYU is going to lose. Mm-hmm. And if BYU loses, Dave said, keep an eye on this. Because the belief is that Notre Dame is safe. The belief has always been that Notre Dame has been safe. Mm-hmm. And the one argument that everyone's going to freak out about is the fact that Miami and Notre Dame, similar schedule, similar resumes, and Notre Dame lost to Miami.
Both 10-2, Miami beat Notre Dame.
And Dave said, just keep an eye, because now that BYU is at 11 and Notre Dame and Bama have been flipped, it protects Alabama.
Yep.
And when BYU loses and drops and Miami moves up one, now we have Miami and Notre Dame right by each other. And now the resumes are compared, and it's the first person I've heard say this. Dave believes that this is being done specifically
so that
Miami gets in, that Notre Dame will get dropped out. He's the first guy I've heard that, and I'm telling you, I assumed that Miami was cooked. And like you said, Dave is really, really good And it's a subtle thing, 9-10, but you don't have to jump anyone now. This is just a matter of, if BYU loses, now Miami and Notre Dame are literally head-to-head, 11.
For the last spot.
The last spot.
And they played.
And they're sitting right there by each other, both 10-2. Neither one of them have his conference title game, and the other one has it. This is the first time I believe that Notre Dame is hooped. I think Notre Dame, when I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that subtle bump from 9-10, I think Notre Dame is done. We've all this whole time been saying that Notre Dame is in, and I think Dave's on to something. So just something to keep an eye on. Now, again, BYU wins, all a moot point, and everyone gets to go home, and it doesn't matter. But if BYU loses, I'm willing to take a flyer that I'm riding with Dave, that Miami gets in and Notre Dame gets to go home.
Now, I would, if you're a betting man, I would check DraftKings for team to get in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Because if it's like +600 for Miami to get in, that might be worth doing.
It might be worth
doing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I might go take a little
as I grab my phone.
Well, just, you know, Dave can be against the grain. And a lot of the stuff that he throws out there, it goes against the conventional wisdom. And the conventional wisdom is Notre Dame is safe. And and this is just one of those times where I think he's going to be right. Which, by the way, needs to happen. No offense, but at some point, head-to-head has to matter.
Agreed.
And when you're standing next to each other, as much as I think it's hilarious that Miami would get eliminated, and whatever you think of how good the team is, they played, they settled it on the field, even if it was early in the year, and those games have to matter. They absolutely have to matter. We come back, Club 1080, in abbreviated version, half hour, before we turn it over to Ducks basketball, here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.